content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And plus, a good 11:01 a.m. to you. We're in Central Time. For those of you looking at your clock going, no, hey, wait a tick, that's not right. Yeah. Let's see what's going on here at the Power Hour this week. Kevin Mills, thanks so much for donating. Do you know what Kevin does? He saves all of his $1 bills, and once there's a good amount, he puts them in an envelope and sends us to him for donation. I mean, seriously, that's a great idea for anybody who might want to help us out, because we need to stay on the air for 2024. This is important, hugely important, because we need to be prepared. This is a year of uncertainty, folks. Totally a year of uncertainty. We do not know what's going to go on. There's a lot of news in the world that may lead us to think that something may happen. Then again, everything may be normal and we're all just being ballyhooed, gaslit, whatever the case, whatever you want to call it. We don't know yet. We're trying to report on the news, and the problem is a lot of this news is manufactured. Some of this news is politically agended. Is that a word? Yeah, I think it is. You know, pretty much create stuff to get reactions out of people. So you should know that when we spend a lot of time over the weekend dissecting what we're going to report on this morning, it was done with painstaking care and effort, which is why, you know, we need you to support the Power Mall. We've got 10% off iComplex CS. And if you spend more than $300, you get $20 off your North American Urban Spice order. And that's $20 off North American Urban Spice. You got to buy $300 worth of North American Urban Spice products to get the $20 discount. But the iComplex, if you're just ordering it separate, is 10% off. We have Richardson Nutritional Center and Prepper Beef, freeze-dried beef, as new partners with us. John Richardson was just on the show. He guested with us last Tuesday regarding apricot seeds. Some say apricot, some say apricot. You say tomato, I say tomato, whichever. Apricot seeds have high levels of amygdalin, which is vitamin B17. You can either order the apricot seeds. I think they have some other stuff too. But the apricot seeds we are featuring, you can use the code POWERHOURNATION at checkout. When you use the power, when our partners tab, you need to remember that. You go to the partners tab on thepowerhour.com and click the link to order apricot seeds. That easy. Or apricot. Okay, fine. We are all taking orders here at the Power Mall for every single North American Urban Spice product on the market. Whatever they're offering, we are having them drop shipped. And, of course, you're not going to see all of the complete catalog of items on the website. Justin Porter is supposed to come on the show tomorrow for a half hour to explain a few things. If there's something there you don't see, you can shoot us a quick email at support@thepowermall.com or call us and let us know you would like to order that item. And of course, the prayer request line is open. We have a number of people that have asked for prayer requests, and we appreciate that. Some people out there are suffering from type 2, type 1, and Hashimoto's. I mean, there's a whole bunch of people that somebody just found out. As a matter of fact, they just had cancer. And so we lit that person up because, you know, I love it when the doctors tell you that if you don't get radiation therapy right now, you're going to have 2 weeks to live. Really? Okay, well, I guess I'll get the radiation therapy. Okay, let's check the calendar. Well, we can't get you in for 3 weeks. But wait a minute. You just told me that I had 2 weeks to live, and now you say I can't get in for 3 weeks? Duh. Okay. Did you get that? Yeah. What doesn't make sense here? Doctors who play God, that's what doesn't make sense. They're all a bunch of buffoons in white coats. How do you even know you have cancer? How do you know somebody didn't mess a slide up? You don't. You don't know. Maybe it wasn't your slide. Maybe they accidentally put somebody else's slide under the microscope. You don't know. There's medical malpractice going on all the time in this country. That's why, you know, one of my favorite attorneys out there in California says, what do you call a physician in a suit? A defendant. Yeah, that's a joke. That's a PI joke, personal injury, okay? And the thing is that, I mean, we had Scott Schar on the program. It played all weekend long. They're getting ready to start depositions today up in Wisconsin in that court case against St. Elizabeth's Hospital for murdering his daughter. Well, they allegedly did it. They gave her a 3-drug cocktail, and she didn't have COVID. She was doing really well. But they decided they were going to put a DNR on her chart, which nobody requested. The doctor just took it upon himself to change the law on his own, put a DNR on. Oh, this is going to come out. You watch in discovery, and that's what we prayed for, that this was going to be successful, and these people were going to come clean. Because that doctor that did that should not be practicing medicine. This is the same kind of doctor that does this nonsense, this bullshit, you know, stuff, and sits there and says, well, you must take radiation treatment now, or, you know. So, Carol, you know, we want to pray for you that you get through all of this, okay? I mean, this is just ridiculous what these doctors are doing, trying to play God. And I'm sorry, I just can't stand it. I don't trust modern medicine. Do you? I mean, after what happened with COVID, do you trust medicine? I mean, they want to radiate you and give you chemo? And you don't even know how serious it is. And then they start playing God by saying, well, you only have this much to live. Yeah. It's like, you know, sometimes laughter is the best medicine. That reminds me that Rodney Dangerfield joke where he says, so I go to the doctor. He gives me 6 months to live. I said, I want a second opinion. He says, okay, you're ugly too. Yeah. You see, that's how much of a joke this is. So, Carol, we want to lift the situation up and pray for you right now that you're going to do the right thing and you're going to get treatment the way treatment should be delivered. It may not necessarily be medical advice, Carol. Just want to let you know that. It may be something you do on your own. It may be a holistic approach. We want to lift this up to God in prayer that he sends you the right people and puts the right people in your path that can give you the right direction to go. Because there are people that, even though they've been diagnosed with 2 weeks to live, they've lived anywhere from 13, 20 years longer just because they did the right thing. So we appreciate that. And we just lift this up to all of you to help Carol with this. And pray to God, because the thing is two more people, remember that, gather together in his name, it shall be added unto them. So we pray for Carol right now in earnest that she be given the proper direction to go and that she has healing from this condition. In the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen? Come on, louder. Amen. Thank you. Carol, Godspeed. Godspeed. See, this is just nuts. People like that go to doctors and put their faith in the men in the white coats. Gee, I always thought that was, you know, the flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers that sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. Yeah, you finished that line. See, if you started to sing the song, yeah, that's what I thought the men in white coats were for, you know. We should play that song. wow, this is just crazy. But see, everybody, and I feel really sorry for all those people out there that put their faith in God and went out and got the jab. Now they're sweating bullets, amongst other things, and people are dropping dead. They're getting turbo cancers. I mean, God, that's scary stuff. But see, when you don't put your faith in God, you get what you get. You know, it may not be your fault either. You may have been led astray. You may believe that what the government is telling you is true when we're finding out it wasn't. And you're going, well, why would the government lie? Why would the government do something like that? I'm a good, dutiful taxpayer. I've said this before, folks. Why would the government do that? Because they have an agenda, and that is to reduce the amount, especially our audience, so we don't have anybody helping out to keep the show on the air. If they can kill off our audience, see what I mean? So that's why we need donations, folks. We got to stay in the air here. You get free Vitamir toothpaste, by the way, when you donate 25 or more. But you got to call us up to do that so we can know where to send the tube of toothpaste. And, of course, you can 877-817-9829 Power Mall. By the way, is open today. Jay's handling the phones. If you don't get somebody answering the phone, please leave a message. Because we don't know if you call if you don't leave a message. And if there's an issue with leaving a message, then please email us at support@thepowermall.com. Go to the library, tell a friend, go to your phone if you have text capability or email capability through your phone. You know, if you've got a smartphone, you can set up an email account on that phone, okay? A lot of you don't. A lot of you have flip phones. You don't like these smartphones because not only do they emit EMF, but they also can be tracked and traced. Well, your flip phone can too, folks. It's got tracking on it too. It pings off a cell tower. You know, landlines, they can listen in. I mean, is anything sacred these days? Yeah, that's why I said we need to keep the show on the air. I mean, GCN is gone. Just a matter of time for other networks to drop out. Then all you got is podcasters who want to preach doom and gloom. And, oh, while you're at it, you know, buy our 25-year shelf life foods, but the world's going to end tomorrow. But buy your, see, this makes no sense. This is like the doctors out there. If there's two doctors, then you got a paradox.
All right. Well, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, you got a paradox sitting there telling you, yeah, you're going to die in 2 weeks, but we can't schedule you for radiation for 3 weeks. Oh, my God. Dear God, please help them. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. These people are idiots. But they've been told to do this. That's the sad state of affairs, folks. They've been told, if you don't do what we tell you, out goes your medical license. All those student loans you owe. Yeah. And it's no wonder so many physicians are retiring. Pretty soon, it's going to take you 2 years to get in to see a doctor. A lot of good that's going to do when you're on your deathbed. You see what I mean? The government is responsible for screwing all this up because they keep passing more regulations. They keep beating on people in shows like us where we have to constantly disclaim information is not medical advice because we're trying to do the right thing. And see, we're 100% reader-supported platforms. We don't have website ads. We're not like these other commercial content websites where they're trying to sell you this, that, and the other thing. Then you find out your sponsored ad is nothing more than a way to scam you. See, that's what I'm talking about, folks. Pretty crazy. That's why we like what Kevin does. Puts the dollar bills away and then sends it to us when he gets enough. That's a good thing. Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. And the partners tab at thepowerhour.com. That's where you go. Let us know you bought there. Phone call, email, whatever. Let us know so we get credit and keep us on the air. We need to do this. Just because we left shortwave does not mean we're going away. But we still need you to shop at the Power Mall and donate so we can keep going. It's important. Otherwise, the show goes away. Everything goes away. You know, then you got to get your information from somebody else. And you see, over time, when they start, you know, doing what the House just did, we'll talk about that in a minute, passing this anti-Semite language bill, hate speech bill, they're really trying to chill free speech. As soon as they shut that off, folks, then they got social media to do their bidding and turn everybody in for saying something that's anti-Semitic, whatever that definition is. Matt Vadim, Morgan Lorette, slated to be on the show next hour. Now on to world news here at 14 minutes after the hour. Well, there's a bunch of news. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to it all. Bibi is telling Biden we have much more than fingernails. Oh, darn. Here I thought they were talking about getting a mani-pedi, but no. No, Netanyahu is basically telling Biden, screw you, pal. We don't need your weapons. We'll fight alone. You know, just because you threatened to stop supplying us with certain weapons, you know, those big bunker busters and all that stuff, we'll still get in there and work. We'll fight tooth and nail. We have much more than fingernails. But you see, that just killed the Jewish vote to the Democratic Party. Did you know? They're starting to survey the Jewish community and they're saying, hey, you know what? We're going to vote for Trump. Screw this. Screw this idiot. Look what he's doing. You see, every time Biden and his little bunch of Clintonistas that are working under him do something stupid like this, yeah, he loses votes. I mean, all those college kids out there that are pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli, I mean, he's losing their vote too. Israel, by the way, the IDF forces are continuing to attack Hamas terrorists in eastern Rafah as of yesterday, moving in from the north and the south, putting a squeeze play on them, hitting the tunnels, every other place that they're doing what they're doing. In addition, IDF troops identified 10 armed Hamas terrorists exiting terrorist infrastructure and got them and eliminated them. Over the past day, IAF fighter jets and additional aircraft struck and dismantled over 150 terror targets throughout the Gaza Strip, including terrorist cells, ready-to-fire rocket launchers, weapon storage facilities, observation posts, tunnel shafts, and additional terrorist infrastructure. And yes, they did tell the Palestinians to get out of there before they went in. In fact, Fox News now reporting the UN revises the Gaza death toll, almost 50% less women and children killed than previously reported. Oh, darn. How do we screw that up and make that kind of mistake? You see, that's what I mean about the news. You see how well they can frame your opinion? You start hearing all this, these lies from mainstream media out there and all these thousands of children, 14,500 children have been killed since the war began. Yeah, we're doing like play-by-play. Just imagine that scoreboard there up in the NBA on the Jumbotron or whatever. I mean, this is what they're doing. It's scorekeeping and it's BS, folks. Bull pucky. I would like to say the other word, but we're on the radio. But you know what I mean. Germany's defense minister, by the way, is considering bringing back the draft for 18-year-olds amid fears of an all-out NATO war with Russia, according to leaked military plans. Really? Who leaked them? Boris Pistorius? That's the German defense minister? The Sunday Telegraph reported he's expected to go public with official plans next month, but his last name is Pistorius? Yeah, that's like unzipping your fly to take a Pistorius. Huh. He said this during a trip to Washington last week, said he was convinced Germany needs a form of military conscription. He said also previously that the country's decision to suspend the draft in 2011 was a mistake. In one proposal, military planners in Berlin, all men and women would be subject to conscription once they turned 18. Now, that would require constitutional approval for women. They'd have to change the nation's constitution. News of the defense ministry's potential conscription plans comes days after Putin declared his nuclear forces were at full combat readiness in preparation for a global war. Macron, by the way, also opened his mouth again, affirming and reiterating his intentions to send French troops to Ukraine. Of course, that got Putin's attention as well. Putin, by the way, got rid of his current defense minister, Shoigu, and replaced him with Andrei Belousov. That is confirmed by Russian state media. Putin has also reportedly dismissed the Secretary of the Security Council, Nikolai Petrushev, according to Interfax. And both of them are being moved to different positions. A fire broke out yesterday morning in a vast shopping center housing 1,400 stores and service outlets in the Białystok district in Poland's capital. Fire Brigade said more than 80% of the Mariwiska 44 shopping complex was on fire. 50 teams, including chemical and environmental rescue specialists. Wow, that's pretty hairy. Told people to close their windows. Thick black smoke rising over the area, according to footage. Such outlets are exempt from the ban only about a half dozen Sundays a year. See, because usually the previous government said that they were going to be closed on Sunday. But they kept them open about a half dozen days a year to allow people to shop ahead of Christmas, Easter, and other events. See, the merchants of the earth always went out. Fires in Canada as well. Canada wildfire is actually going into Montana, the Dakotas, and Minnesota as well. These developments have triggered concern about a potential repeat of Canada's 2023 wildfire season, the most destructive, by the way, in the country's history. Meanwhile, Trudeau created a blueprint for a dystopian, horrific speech bill. Oh, here it comes. It's called the Online Harms Act, Bill C-63. Yeah, sounds like a play call. C-63, hut, hut. You know, it was described as a Canadian media as a bill to protect kids that would stop the exploitation of children. Oh, how nice. And of course, the credulous on-air personalities announced its rollout like the arrival of penicillin. There was initial uproar. But then people read the bill. Ha. It's like, oh, my God. You know, if you look at the purpose of the law, it's quite noble. Most lawyers would agree with it, said Canadian attorney Dan Fryheit. Online safety, protecting children's physical mental health. But the actual text is wild. He was lying, Trudeau was, when he said C-63 was very, very specifically focused on correcting kids. Yeah, this extends far beyond free speech. Reimagining society is a mandated social engineering project, creating transformational new procedures that would enlist Canada's citizens in an ambitious social monitoring system with rewards of up to 20 grand for anonymous informants of hateful behavior. Well, you saw how that went in Scotland, right? With the guilty paying penalties of up to 50 grand, creating a self-funded national spying network. Yeah, this is what it does. Introduce extraordinary criminal penalties, including life in prison, not for just existing crimes like advocating genocide, but for any offense motivated by hatred. Punishing minority report, pre-crime, where if an informant convinces a judge you will commit a hate offense, you can be jailed for up to a year, put under house arrest, have your firearm seized, or be forced into drug and alcohol testing, for all for things you haven't done. Penalize past statements you made. Oh, yeah, the law gets around prohibitions against retroactive punishment, too. Calling the offense a continuous communication of hate crimes. Force corporate internet platforms to remove hurtful content. Oh, yeah, all that hurtful content's got to go away within 24 hours in some cases. On demand. The hammer being fines of up to 6% of the gross global revenue. Wow. Gotta love that. Yeah, enough. I mean, I think we already get the idea without, you know, reverberating into your woofer. All right, 23 after the hour. I got about 5 minutes to get through some of this stuff. We'll get to most of the Trump, all things Trump right now, because I know you're probably just dying to know that Michael Cohen's going to get on the stand and he's probably going to lie through his teeth trying to hang Trump. He's known to have lied multiple times under oath. We know this. One of those instances resulting in a perjury conviction. He's a vocal critic of Trump, making him a risky witness. See, this is another problem, too, because New York Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan told the parties to try every avenue to compel testimony from Mr. Weisselberg, finding the arguments premature that, oh, well, you know, any framing could prejudice the jury into believing Mr. Weisselberg is not on the witness stand because his testimony would be evident against Trump. See, the plea deal does not require Mr. Weisselberg. You remember that Weisselberg was one of the defendants in the case, in the civil case that Letitia James brought? Prosecutors suggested on May 10th they would prefer not to question him and instead present his severance agreement to hope they rest their case by the end of next week. See, we're still looking at a 34-count criminal indictment, all of which, nothing so far. He said, she said, sex happened, sex didn't happen. Who got paid? Was it hush money? Was it? None of that's been proven. All they did was put Stormy Daniels on the stand to smear Trump. That's it. And now we're finding out a paralegal from Manhattan, Attorney General Alvin Bragg's office, testified during former Trump's hush money trial that some phone call records between Cohen and Stormy Daniels' lawyer were deleted, raising questions about evidentiary integrity. Gee, you think the judge will dismiss the case now? Trump attorney Emil Bove asked the paralegal Jaden Jarmel Schneider in court about roughly 3 pages worth of records the attorney claimed Mr. Bragg's office had deleted. And he confirmed those deletions. The witness did. How can you have a fair trial? Yeah. How on earth is this not a felony committed by Bragg and his minions? If Team Trump did that, according to former president's eldest son, Don Trump Jr., said in a post on X, oh, they'd have him out to dry. But no, they can get away with that in New York, apparently. There is no justice in New York. And you Democratic voters up there, yeah, you'll find out the hard way. The federal judge, by the way, overseeing former President Trump's classified documents case, has ordered Trump's lawyers and special prosecutor Jack Smith's team to prepare for the public release of materials. This is an order she just issued that just made news. I read the order. She issued this ruling last week, postponing the trial date indefinitely to deal with classified evidence issues because it looked like Smith tampered with evidence. Now she wants stuff redacted. She wants to see what's out there. She wants the public to see what's out there. She has put off setting a date for the trial. The names of potential witnesses are clearly identifying information. Ancillary names and other information relating to grand jury material should be redacted, according to the order. That's not proper right now. But these orders were issued in relation to this motion submitted by Trump's team that had alleged prosecutors unlawfully obtained evidence in the case along with other alleged prosecutorial misconduct, like what they did, rearranging all the evidence and putting evidence markers on stuff and then mixing them all up. Oh, boy. That doesn't even become exculpatory. It looks like prosecutorial misconduct to me. Hey, but it's the Democratic administration. Come on. They're entitled to do whatever the hell they want. Katie, bar the door. Wow, you see, and people have woken up and realized that's exactly why they're voting for Trump, because if they can do it to him, they can do it to each one of us. Well, Barron Trump, by the way, is not going to serve as a Florida delegate at the GOP National Convention. Come on, he's 18 years old, even though he knows a lot about politics, really. I mean, you've already got 3 members of the Trump family involved in it anyway. Why him? Former First Lady's office said he's got prior commitments, well enough. Well, what happened to Rudy Giuliani at WABC in New York? He got canned. Why? Talking about the 2020 presidential election again. And the station's owner said, no, sorry, we told you, don't talk about stuff like that. Okay, whatever. Tit for tat. We'll be back with more news after these important messages. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I am here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we are in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and we got some breaking news. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit claiming that Wisconsin's requirement for witnesses to sign for absentee voters clashes with federal law. The claims by the plaintiffs, four voters, represented by Democrat firm Elias Law Group. Now, this is the bunch that goes out and files lawsuits like this on behalf of the DNC and whatnot. The claims are based on faulty interpretations of the law, according to U.S. District Court Judge James Peterson up in Wisconsin. The challenger said the Voting Rights Act unilaterally bars requiring absentee voters to prove their qualifications, making the Wisconsin requirement illegal. The act states, in part, that no citizen shall be denied because of his failure to comply with any test or device the right to vote in any federal, state, or local election conducted in any state or political subdivision of a state, and it defines test or device in part as any requirement that makes a person prove his qualifications by the voucher of registered voters or members of any other class. The interpretation of the federal law, though, is not correct, according to the judge. Plaintiffs say that Wisconsin law requires a witness to do more than ensure that the voter followed proper procedure in preparing the ballot. Rather, the witness must also certify that the voter is eligible to vote, but that interpretation is inconsistent with the text and purpose of the statute, and it's inconsistent with how the law has been interpreted since it was enacted. Even the plaintiffs themselves do not say in their declarations that they believe they need to find a witness who can certify their qualifications to vote. In Wisconsin, by the way, any qualified voter who's unable or unwilling to vote in person is eligible for an absentee ballot. The law states that among requirements to vote by mail, another adult must observe the voter filling out the ballot and signing a statement that says, in part, the above statements are true and the voting procedure was executed as there stated. As the above statements include the attestation from the voter that he or she is a resident of Wisconsin and entitled to vote in the state, plaintiffs said the requirement is illegal under federal law. Government officials, however, argued the witnesses only confirmed the second part of the statement, which says the voter certifies he or she showed the enclosed ballot to the witness and that he or she marked the ballot and placed it in the envelope without assistance. Yeah, if the defendants are correct, there would be no violation of the Voting Rights Act, as other courts have held. A witness does not vouch for a voter's qualifications by simply confirming with a signature what he or she observed, according to Judge Peterson, who is an appointee of former President Barack Obama. Should tell you everything, right? Now, besides Rudy Giuliani no longer having his radio show, yeah, you know what happened there, because he wouldn't shut up. John Katsimatidis, who is the owner of WABC Radio in New York, told Giuliani, "We don't talk about the 2020 election and that it was stolen." And of course, Giuliani is denying this, saying if there was such a policy, I'd be crazy to keep doing it. You think I'm a fool? Well, apparently he got canned. So now he's posting all over the media what happened. This directive is a clear violation of free speech. Adding a decision comes at a very suspicious time, namely months before the presidential election, and concerns in some circles about election integrity. Well, of course. But GOP campaign strategists are seeing Jewish voters moving to the right this year, all because of what's going on we talked about previously. Melinda Gates, by the way, just getting news in here, quits the Gates Foundation. Yeah. Interesting. So now it's just Billy Boy, huh? I don't think when they uncover all this that she's going to want to even be involved in it. They may just come for Billy Boy and leave her alone. Who knows? And of course, Cliff Sims served as the deputy director of national intelligence under former President Trump. He granted an interview over the weekend. He wrote a book. We're not going to get into that. If he wants to promote the book, he can come on the show and promote it. I'm just going to talk about what he said in the book and what he said in the interview. Because this is relevant. All of this, by the way, courtesy of your taxpayer dollars. He says the U.S. government has a contingency plan and doomsday bunkers in case of emergency. Doomsday bunkers for the government, not you. The government has plans in place, but not for you. What Cliff Sims learned when he got to the Oval Office of Director of National Intelligence is, well, sure enough, we do. And there are these series of locations around the country, a lot of them built during the Cold War, that were made to survive various doomsday scenarios. One of the things that the government does on a fairly regular basis is they do a continuity of government or continuity of operations planning and exercises. So we, one day, while I was in the office of the Director of National Intel, were taken to one of these locations. I had to get clearance even to talk about it in some of my latest book. But what I laid out basically is this. We show up at this location, and a giant metal blast door opens in the side of the mountain, and we go inside this kind of cool, dark, damp tunnel with moisture on the walls from rainwater trickling down hundreds and hundreds of feet above. Did you catch that? And we're on golf carts, basically going into an underground city. When we get there, there's office spaces there. There's living quarters there. There's computer systems there. There are video monitors kind of monitoring things all over the country. Anything you could possibly imagine to be able to respond to one of these disaster scenarios or an attack or anything that's at our fingertips. And also anything that would need to be live for an extended period of time, even a made-to-order grill with a full staff, full kitchen, everything you could order, hamburgers, hot dogs, pizza, all that junk food you want to shove in your... Yeah, okay. Imagine try to have some sort of semblance of normal life, right? Hey, it's okay for me, but not for thee, right? He said it was really fascinating experience prepping on a whole other level. I want to know how those video monitors on the outside, that means they got to be connected to cameras. How are they going to work when EMP hits? Are those EMP cameras, are they protected or no? Because all of a sudden, you know, if that goes silent, yeah. And see, there are staffers in the U.S. government who every single day go to these various locations and basically stay prepared 24/7 for any potential eventuality. And a lot of these locations have not been activated in decades. The one that we went had not been turned on since 9/11. They don't get used very often by people that are at top levels of national security bureaucracy, but there are people there every single day going to work. So it's a fascinating experience. Amazing. They're paying people to go in there, even though the place is not running per se. But they got to man it just in case at our taxpayer dollars. He kind of explained, this is Cliff Sims now, that the most worrisome scenario was the one called a bolt out of the blue attack, which is an attack that came out of the clear blue sky. This is not kind of a slow escalation. This is like out of the clear blue sky. One day, you know, some unstable regime around the country or something is stolen and taken over by an element inside, a rogue government, launches an attack. That's a bolt out of the blue attack. And that's the scariest scenario of all, because one researcher, as he was writing the book, looked at a lot of the open source reporting around this. One researcher suggested there may be only a 6-minute window between the president finding out about the attack and having to make a decision on what to do in the event of one. That's where the nuclear football comes into play. Then there's this idea, there's like a giant red button inside of there that just like, you know, you crack the thing open and just push the button and turn the other country into glass. But that's not really it. First and foremost purpose is to verify the president's identity. So everywhere the president goes, he carries with him a laminated card. We call it the biscuit. And that's what we call the gold codes on it. Those codes are built to verify the president's identity. They change constantly. So in the event of a kind of worst case scenario, nuclear football is cracked open. Communications are opened up with the National Military Command Center. The first thing that happens is you have to verify indeed that it's the president and what those gold codes are for. La-di-da. And you've got this guy that has dementia, obviously. I mean, come on. It appears that this guy is not in his right mind. He's got the launch codes. And our Congress is doing absolutely this about it. A CNN anchor, by the way, Fareed Zakaria. It could be Zachariah. We'll say Zakaria. He asserted yesterday on CNN the Manhattan trial of former President Trump was propelled solely by the president's name, a sentiment long echoed by Republicans. Now, here's a CNN reporter. He has a show called Fareed Zakaria GPS while assessing the nation's future in the upcoming election. He noted the trials against Trump had sparked fury within the Republican base, garnering sympathy for the president due to the perception the prosecuting attorneys are politically motivated. Tellingly, he conceded, this happens to be true in my opinion. I doubt the New York indictment would have been brought against a defendant whose name was not Donald Trump. And of course, now it's got everybody polarized. And not only that, but CNN took a poll indicating a majority of Americans doubted Trump would get a fair trial. It is New York State, by the way. Whatever opposition he faced in the primaries has largely melted away, referring to Trump. Zakaria pointed out Biden faces competition from third-party candidates who closely align with Democratic policies. He hadn't even mentioned Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, and Jill Stein, all who could take votes away from Biden. And the clerk, an elections official in a major city in the King Swing State of Wisconsin, who earlier was caught in and reprimanded for a ballot harvesting scheme, now has admitted violating election laws, explaining, I just didn't understand them. It's just more evidence of how America's elections are being warped by political ideologies held by those in positions of election system power. But don't let that influence the fact you got to get out and vote. There's a new rule aiming to expand people's access to supplemental security income. This is for those of you that are in need or are qualified as a public assistance household. That ensures financially vulnerable Americans have greater access to supplemental security income. You may not. You have to basically qualify under the definition of a public assistance PA household. Right? And remember, Planet Fitness, by the way, this other news in economy, which is funny, they're going to increase their membership fee by 50% for the first time in nearly 30 years. It's now going to be $15 a month. Yeah. And by the way, no matter what they do, even though they're losing money, which is why they have to do it, because people are realizing, oh, they still allow men into the women's locker rooms if they identify as a woman. Okay. You see, that's why they're having to raise the fee. It's obvious. I don't care what they say. The executives are saying one thing. They're talking out the side of their mouth. People are boycotting Planet Fitness, and that's why they got to raise the rate. And more people, once they find out that, you know, they let men in the women's locker room to shave and do whatever else, flog the bishop, I don't care. You know, this is what they do. You know, they're in front of ladies, and so, hey, let's expose ourselves. That's why Netflix is in trouble, by the way. Oh, the UK viewership is, like, really upset with them. Showing a man in full, you know, erectile function mode. Yeah. That was a little too much. I mean, come on, you pushed the envelope too far. Oh, Netflix is not. I'm telling you, folks. They're going to keep this in-your-face stuff until you say no. You do that by changing the channel and stop supporting them. Stop paying the monthly fee. That's how you choke them off. Progressive lawmakers, by the way, are pushing for medical debt relief. No more credit bureau reporting, too. Guess who's doing it? Oh, yeah. More than just Bernie Sanders. Jeff Merkley of Oregon. Ro Khanna of California. Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. Oh, yeah. They would eliminate $220 billion in medical debt held by millions of Americans, wipe it from credit reports, limit collection of future medical debt. Oh, yeah. Wow. It's amazing. $81 billion in medical debt. That's what Sanders wanted when he was running for president in 2020. Now they've got a Medical Debt Cancellation Act, would amend the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, making it illegal to collect medical debt incurred prior to the bill's enactment and creating a private right of action for patients. Now, understand that. If it passes and signed into law by Biden, it would make it illegal as of the point of enactment to collect anything from the past. Now, would that hurt hospital? Would it hurt the doctors? I mean, medical debt is definitely a stressor on the human condition. However, the system's ability to deal with future health care is now going to be put at risk. What are you going to do? Force the doctors to stay there and work? They tried that in Israel. It didn't work very well for them. Now, especially with the massive number of people who took the jab and all of a sudden all these, you know, exacerbation of cancer. This scenario, along with a massive write-off of bad medical debt, could bankrupt the very system that people who need it most could depend on. By the way, there's now a recall warning about an insulin pump app due to a glitch draining battery. So, in other words, a software glitch in one of these mobile apps. That's the 2.7 version of the Apple iOS T:Connect mobile app, which is used with the T:Slim X2 insulin pump with Control IQ technology, is under a Class 1 recall, the most serious. The device's use could result in injury or death. We're talking about the software now. Could drain the battery and shut off the pump, just so you know. Ancient use of rice, unexpected gut benefits, believe it or not. Here's what you do. Instead of eating it right away, add some water to it after you drain it. Put some water in it, put it in the fridge, let it ferment. Eat it that way. Strain the juice off into a tonic. It's called rice congee in India. In Japan, it's referred to as amazake. It can be made with other grains and used as a sweetener. The rice can be eaten with the fermented water, and often onions or green chilies are added to make it a dish. It can also be blended as a drink, or the rice can be strained, and the water can be drunk with a bit of salt. Yoga, by the way, can help improve long-term health of people with heart failure, new study. Ajit Singh of the Indian Council of Medical Research and Manipal Academy of Higher Education in India said in a news release, patients who practice yoga on top of taking their meds felt better, were able to do more, had stronger hearts than those who only took drugs for their heart failure. Gee, here we go again, pushing big pharma. Gosh, I don't know. I'm sure yoga would be good. Good for your muscles, good for stretching. It's a good thing. By the way, the first recipient of the pig kidney transplant, remember we talked about that? He has died. Oh, but science says it wasn't the kidneys. There was no indication it was the kidneys. Yeah. This is Massachusetts General Hospital making that statement. China, by the way, you want to hear something really twisted and sick? A new trend is reportedly emerging in China using AI to create digital replicas of the deceased loved ones, allowing people to interact with them even if they're passed away. Oh, that is twisted. I mean, imagine that. But it will help. I mean, scientists are saying, look, it will help your mental health, being able to talk to your loved ones. Oh, yeah. And what happens when the deep fake diseased loved ones suggest, come on, join me on the other side over here. It's not so bad. Kill yourself. Wow. This is what the Chinese are doing. Just imagine that. And your kids are watching TikTok. Okay. Enough said there. The House, like I said, we talked about what happened of this situation up in Canada with the hate speech. Well, the House has passed a bill designed to combat anti-Semitism, which has spurred debates across party lines about the potential impact it could have on First Amendment rights. This bill is called the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. It passed the House in a 321-91 vote. Schumer has been tight-lipped on it. Jean-Pierre, KJP, she didn't know whether Biden would sign it. Opponents of the legislation say it could at worst have a chilling effect on the First Amendment. Due to the ambiguities in the text, proponents have dismissed these concerns as deeply overblown. Really? The bill would explicitly protect the Jews under Title VI, which protects certain overtly discriminatory actions, such as denying a student access to a federally funded school, club, or organization on the basis of race, color, or religion, the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And under this bill, the DOE, Department of Ed, would be required to use the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism to determine whether an incident was anti-Semitic. which would codify a 2019 executive order by former President Trump that adopted the IHRA definition government-wide. You want to know what that is? There's a link there. I'm not going to get into it and read all that stuff. Dane Wigington, by the way, has issued another geoengineeringwatch.org link about snow warning issued for Hawaii. Oh, boy. Talking about all these storms now. More geomagnetic storms remain likely for today as the sun continues to erupt X-class flares. You may be able to still see some of them, depending on where you are. We have a an article on plantain's use, broadleaf plantain, as a medicine. Nothing short of amazing for bug bites, stings, and other skin irritations. You can make salve out of it, infused oil, all sorts of stuff to help with the wound. Amazing how that works. The Ninth Circuit, by the way, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, this is U.S., has now ruled, a three-judge panel, decided that Stephen Duarte, a felon, has the right to possess a firearm for self-defense. Do you realize the implications of that? That means felons should not be prohibited. Well, they say that. We do not base our notion that felons should not be prohibited from possessing firearms. As a matter of policy, the prohibition may make a great deal of sense, but the very enumeration of the Second Amendment right in our Constitution takes it all out of our hands, the power to decide for which Americans that's rightfully, really worth insisting upon in the Heller decision. Amazing how that works. All right. We're at the break. So much more news we can't get to yet. You can read it on the email blast and on the powerhour.com after the show. In the meantime, we're going to try to dial up our first guest after these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.